This is your last call for My Wife the Dietitian. The show is just about to start.
Come on, let's go. Hurry up.
I'm trying. I can't get my shoe on.
Welcome to My Wife the Dietitian, a fun weekly podcast about nutrition and healthy lifestyle. I'm Rob, and together with my wife Sandra, we invite you to join us on this informative and entertaining journey through the complex world of healthy eating.
Join us each week as we strive to help you with transforming your overall health and relationship with food through up-to-date, evidence-based nutrition information.
Today, we're talking about a bumpy green fruit that's soft and creamy inside. It's used in smoothies and dips, and millennials have made it a popular addition to toast. It's good for your heart, your brain, your eyes, and even your bones. It's the awesome avocado.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, Sandra.
We're talking today about awesome avocados, seven health benefits, and seven recipes.
We were just in Mexico, and we were eating avocados like eight times a day because they're like they grow like weeds down there. And so, we thought we'd share with you guys all the benefits that avocados have because there's lots. And
you're right. Mexico is the leading producer of avocados, 30% of the global production.
Yeah. And they're good down there. They're big, fat, juicy. Well, not juicy, but they're big and fat and they're delicious.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And you just went shopping today and bought a whole bag of them. And I think they're the Hass variety, I think, because they seem big, but anyways.
They are a product of Mexico, so I'm not sure if that's what they grow but down there, but they sure look familiar. So we'll just assume they are.
They taste so good.
And they're good for you, and we're going to get into that, right?
Yeah, really good for you. Is it a fruit or a vegetable?
I'll pretend we didn't just talk about this. I would guess that they're a vegetable just because of how you use it and how most people probably consider it.
Well, that's good because we're going to talk about recipes, and some are savory and some are sweet. And yeah. It is a fruit,
yeah.
See, it has a seed.
I always think of fruits as being like more like sweet and desserty.
You can actually take the seed and grind it and eat it.
Well then, we actually met a guy down there in Mexico at the place we stayed, and he ate nothing but fruit.
Yeah.
He was like a fruitarian, and he did that with the avocado. He would like eat the avocado, then he'd take the pit, and I never saw him do this, but someone was saying, hey, he even eats the pit in the avocado, but I guess that's what he did. He ground it, and there's nutrients in it or something that you get. And
yeah, not all pits, like fruit pits, are edible. Like apricot and peach pits are actually, and cherry pits are, they have cyanide, so yeah, not so good.
You don't want to eat those.
Would you like to start with the seven health benefits?
I sure would.
Okay. Number one.
Heart health. Is that right?
Yeah.
We're playing charades again here. I just thought I'd let Sandra go for it for a little while. It's kind of fun watching her.
All right. Heart health. It's because avocados have those good plant fats, some monounsaturated fats. They help with reducing your blood pressure and reducing cardiovascular disease, decreasing risk of blood clots, and improves cholesterol levels. And also they have potassium, which is a mineral that helps with cellular function. And the monounsaturated fat that is in avocado is an ALA fat, which we discussed in episode 23 of the fats, grease, and oil. And also anti-inflammatory diet in episode 19.
Awesome. Yeah. It sounds like some good stuff in there.
I think it used to, in the 80s, people thought that avocados were too high in fat, too high in calories. And so a lot of people who were dieting would not eat avocados. They avoided them because they were too rich.
Well, they are high in fat, but they're high in good fat, right?
Exactly.
And maybe that was misunderstood back then.
Yeah, we continue to learn more about nutrition as time goes on. And we know that avocados can enrich a vegetarian diet. So, you know, if you're not getting fish fats, you can use avocado and, you know, you're having flax seeds and chia and hemp hearts and nuts and seeds and beans, and that will give you a lot of those important beneficial fats.
Yeah, the healthy fats.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's the next nutritional benefit?
The next one is the eye health.
All right, zeaxanthin.
You got it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man. Look at me. Lutein, zeaxanthin. I'm just throwing around some big
those are
eye
exactly.
health words here.
You remember episode 10 was all about eyes.
It was.
And yeah, the retina has increased concentration of fatty acids. And so we need to keep eating foods rich in fatty acids to keep our eyes working well.
It seems like a funny connection, like eating fats, and fats are good for your eyes.
And brain,
yeah, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, vitamin E. Do you remember the fat-soluble vitamins we keep talking about?
A, D, E, and K.
You got it. So E is in there, and
it is. Yep.
And that's a really important vitamin, fat-soluble vitamin, and that is in avocado.
All right. Next up.
Next up is brain health. So avocados are wonderful for brain health because of the folate vitamin and the healthy plant fats that we just discussed.
Yep.
And if you go back to episode 14 from the Mind Diet, avocados are in there. And also, do you remember episode 44, Food and Mood?
Sort of, yeah, vaguely. There's getting to be a few episodes now, so they're hard to keep track of, but...
Okay, because we did talk about avocado as providing some healthy fats to help your brain health and for mood stability.
Okay, that makes sense.
Number four is pregnancy. In pregnancy, if you have avocado, that helps offer a rich source of folate that can help prevent neural tube defects in the baby. And avocados are nutrient dense, so they do have a lot of calories, and they help with satiety and feeling full.
So it's good for the mom or the baby or both?
Both.
For both, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a superfood when you're pregnant.
Yeah, it's really good. Unless you have an allergy to avocado, which is very rare, but it does happen. So
yeah,
that's just a consideration to know.
All right, next up.
All right. And actually, backing up a little bit, Foods with Benefits, episode 7, we talked about avocado and how the word avocado comes from the word that means testicle. And I'm just thinking that is related to pregnancy, kind of, in a way.
Kind of, in a roundabout
in
way.
A roundabout.
Gigantic testicle.
Avocado are actually referred to as alligator pears. It's a different word for it, probably because of the shape, like a pear, and it's got the leathery skin.
Yeah, totally. I can see that. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. All right. Number five health benefit is cancer prevention.
Because of the fat in it, or is there other nutrients?
Well, there's a fat-soluble carotenoid.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember the beta-carotene and the carotenoids?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're antioxidants, and they are in avocado. And actually, when you're eating an avocado, if you like really scrape, you know, around close to the skin,
mm-hmm.
that's where the carotenoids tend to be more concentrated.
Concentrated,
on,
yeah. Isn't that true with most fruits? Like the skin has a lot of the nutrients?
Or close to this, like the pith in like citrus fruits. And,
right.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So, and I think in episode 5, we talked all about cancer prevention and avocado was in that. So those healthy antioxidants that we want to get more of in our diet and from the
For
plant
sure.
foods.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember the plant foods, the phytochemicals?
Phytochemicals.
That's right. And that's like a lot of them are antioxidants and polyphenols, and avocado is a good source of that. And actually, remember green foods around St. Patty's Day?
I do.
Episode 11.
Hi. With my cousin Angus.
That's right.
Angus joined us, didn't he?
Yeah, well, avocado is obviously green.
It is.
Inside.
Aye.
Yes. All right. And the sixth health benefit with avocado is bone health because of that vitamin K, which is another one of those
Fat soluble vitamins.
You got it. Yeah. A, D, E, and K. So yeah. E is a big one in avocado, and vitamin K. And the end part of our episode 46, vitamin K and warfarin, we talked about bone health and how vitamin K is really important in keeping your bones strong.
Right. Okay. That's a good one to go check out.
And number 7 health benefit is bowels.
Bowels.
Yeah, because avocados are so high in soluble fiber, they help keep your bowels working well and keep everything regular down there. And episode 17, we talked all about fiber.
Fiber.
And yeah.
I like saying that word.
Fiber. And avocados are a really good source of fiber.
Yes, they are.
But you know what they are not a good source of? And I think this is a myth or a misconception out there. That they have
protein.
Yeah, they don't really.
I don't know why people think that.
I'm not sure either. They maybe because they seem like they have meat, but it's like the fruit meat. It's actually not very high in protein. It's about a quarter of an avocado has about 1 gram of protein.
Yeah. I mean, it's, and an egg has 6, but I mean, you're not going to sit and eat an entire avocado likely at one sitting, right?
Yeah.
Like it's just, a serving of a serving of an avocado is probably like what you said, a quarter or a couple slices of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You got it. So I feel like avocados have become more popular in recent years, like in the last decade.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not sure why. Like if there's been some, I guess maybe people have just realized the health benefits and they're starting to use them and create different recipes with them and
well, it was funny because they're so popular that after an interview on 60 Minutes, Tim Gerner said millennials can't afford houses because of how much avocado toast they buy.
That's funny.
it's kind of like
synonymous
with millennials.
Yeah, and whoever Tim Gerner is, he just means that avocados are really expensive, and. Yeah, it's kind of a really expensive kind of trend that millennials love.
Yeah, I think exactly. You hit the nail on the head there.
Or they started it, maybe.
Or, and it's just contraception.
No, you can't use them for contraception. I don't think. Maybe you can. Don't remember.
It kind of frustrates me sometimes when we buy a bag of avocados and none of them are ripe. And they sit there really hard on the counter. And then next time you go and use one, it's all rotten.
Yeah, I get that too. It's like, what the heck? None of them are ripe. And then they're all overripe and brown and gooey. And you know, that's when I bought my avocados today.
Yes.
That's a choice I had with these little ones that we usually buy because they're a pretty good deal. And then there was this other bag that were like big, like the ones we had in Mexico. They're a bit more expensive, but I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get these nice big fat ones because that is what we just finished eating in Mexico and I want more. And so I bought them. So maybe the big ones last longer or have different properties. Maybe we were just buying bad avocados and that's why they didn't last. So we'll see.
Well, you know, with avocados, they're picked when they're immature and then they're ripened after harvest. And with storage, if you put an avocado in the fruit bowl, like with apples and bananas, they're going to ripen faster than if they're sitting alone because of the ethylene gas that the apples give off and the other fruit, because fruit actually kind of communicate with each other.
Right.
And so it's pretty cool. Like you can actually speed up ripening.
You can hear them talking sometimes too if you listen really close.
Really?
Yeah, you put your ear right down near them and you can hear them going, hey, how's it going over there? Here's some ethylene gas for you.
Ethylene.
And I was like, oh, who passed the gas?
You're funny. Well, you know, they say about one bad apple spoils the bunch.
Exactly.
And it's true because of the ethylene gas. If one goes rotten, then the rest in the bowl can all start to go rotten pretty quickly.
Yeah, that is true.
So it's all that ethylene gas that's emitted. But that actually is helpful for ripening like kiwis and ripening avocado.
Yeah, variety fruit. You know what else I learned in Mexico is once your avocado is ripe, and I'm sure this applies to other fruits and veggies as well. Once it's ripe, if you keep it in an airtight container, it will stay ripe for a while.
Oh, because of the oxygen deprivation.
Yeah, you don't. It doesn't like go rotten the next day or anything. You can keep it ripe. So we don't have that problem typically because, A, they're either rotten or once they're ripe, we eat them right away.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Or, I mean, keep it in the fridge with the skin, you know, the other half of the skin over it just for a day or half a day or whatever.
Yeah. Or make something. We're going to get into that soon here too. We've got lots of different recipes for you to do with your avocados. And if you're got a bag that's all like come ripe at once, then you can just make something awesome with them.
Absolutely. So yeah, what are some ways to use the avocado in recipes? We're going to talk about seven, but what are some that you think of?
Well, the obvious one's guacamole. It's what everyone loves. I guess just straight up, you know, like just cutting pieces of it, putting it on your toast, putting it in a salad, putting it in, what's that soup you love? Taco soup or?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Is that what it's called?
Tortilla soup.
Tortilla soup, yeah. It's really good because avocados are kind of creamy, right? They've got this like creamy kind of texture to them. So they're pretty tasty like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And actually that's a good use of, like instead of using mayo or butter, you can use avocado to spread on your sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you mash it down. It is like a spread, almost like margarine or like that kind of texture, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's spreadable and it's not wet. Sushi, you had mentioned that too, but yeah, there's lots of sushi, types of sushi rather that have avocado included in them. So
yeah, absolutely. That's a delicious one. And you know, there are some ways to use avocado in a sweet way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like smoothies.
Oh, and that pudding, you made this pudding the other day that was awesome. Sandra, the day we got home from Mexico, I'm like super jet lagged and I crawl out of the bedroom and go into the kitchen and like mid morning and Sandra's in there. She's been up for hours and she's the first thing she says to me is like, okay, she comes to me with this like spoonful of brown stuff and says, okay, we're going to do a taste test. Like, this is what I woke up to pretty much. Right. And she'd made these like puddings with avocado and cocoa. And one had cocoa and avocado and the other one was the same, but had peanut butter in it.
Mm-hmm.
And what else was in it?
Yeah. There's just a couple ingredients.
Yeah. Like super simple, but
like a little dash of vanilla and chocolate and avocado and a little bit of almond or oat milk and you mix it up and then you get chocolate pudding.
Oh,
or
so
you can
good.
Have the same thing and then add a little bit of smooth peanut butter.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what I awoke to the other day. It was pretty funny. I guess she was just thinking about this episode and getting everything figured out for the avocado episode.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Well, yeah. The morning pudding.
Chocolate pudding, and it's sweet and it's delicious. And then also with the, as I mentioned, smoothies.
Smoothies,
so you can actually buy frozen cubed avocado that you would just add a handful into your smoothie to add some creaminess and just those really healthful benefits.
I'm going to try that because I keep seeing that bag of frozen avocados in the freezer and never thought about putting them in a smoothie. But now that we're talking about all the like the creaminess of avocados, they would be good in a smoothie.
Well, all the smoothies I make and you have avocado. So you already have been drinking them.
there we go. All right. Well, I guess I do like it.
You do. Yeah. And the other thing, I love having, this isn't a sweet thing, but with a salad, when you're making a salad for lunch or dinner or whatever, having chunks of avocado and then you put the lime and the cilantro and, oh, it's so delicious.
Sounds very familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fresh and delicious.
And the same with the guacamole and with tacos, having that avocado with the lime and cilantro again is delicious.
It's such a unique texture because it's soft but firm.
And buttery.
It's like buttery, but still has, it's not like wet, mm-hmm. you know, like it holds its shape, even though it's soft. That's delicious.
So good. And then the last thing, like for breakfast, having like scrambled eggs or some sort of eggs and then have a little bit of avocado with that. It's just like the toast and avocado, but you add the eggs or some way to add the avocado in there with your breakfast is a good way to start the day and have some satiety through the morning.
Yeah, it's like an edible garnish rather than the garnish you get sometimes in a restaurant that you don't actually want to eat because it looks like it's been like taken off someone else's plate and reused just as decoration. But yeah, this is the real deal.
That's right.
Awesome.
All right, so let's do a recap. 7 health benefits and 7 recipes for awesome avocados.
All right, number 1, heart health.
Yes.
Number 2, eye health.
Yes.
Number 3, brain health.
Great.
4, it's good for pregnancy, for you and the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, cancer prevention.
Yep.
Number 6, bone health.
You got it.
Number 7, the bowels.
The bowels. It's
good for keeping your system clean.
Yeah. And then the 7 different uses in recipes include?
Guacamole.
Yes.
That's your traditional use.
Mm-hmm.
Salads, smoothies, Sandra's special pudding. We'll call it breakfast pudding. Actually, we'll call it, what's it called? The day after you like get home from the plane.
Jet lag.
We'll call it jet lag pudding. toast, the classic millennial toast with avocado.
Or using in place of butter or mayo for a sandwich.
Avocado toast. Sushi rolls, your avocado.
Mm-hmm.
And breakfast, eggs, and your edible garnish.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's the bumper sticker. Avocados, the edible garnish.
Truly amazing.
Awesome. Right on. All right. Anything else you want to say about the awesome avocado?
I think that's about it. It is, they've actually discovered the oldest discovery of an avocado pit was 10,000 years ago.
But they just like found it? Like, hey, look, they just found this avocado pit over here. Like,
they found it in 1960, in the 60s.
Wow, crazy. Been around for a while. All right. Well, I guess that's all we have to say about the avocado. Thanks for joining us today. Be sure to check out our website at mywifethedietitian.com, and you can email us your questions and your comments and anything else you'd like to know at mywifetherd@gmail.com. You can visit our Facebook page, our Instagram page. I think that's it.
And the website.
Oh, yeah, and the website. We mentioned that already. All right. Well, have a good week, everyone. We will talk to you all next week.
And rate and review.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget to rate and review. All right.
Thanks, there we Rob.
Go. Cheers. Thanks for joining us today on My Wife, the Dietitian. If you like what you heard, don't be shy. Leave us a comment or review and be sure to share our podcast with your friends. If you'd like to hear more, hit that subscribe button. You can also follow us on our social media pages for updates, episode trailers, and other odds and ends. For more info and links on what we discussed on today's episode, check the show notes. We'll be back next week with another informative and fun-filled episode. We'll be right back.